The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to Domain Masters, the longest-running podcast where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. We discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain values, and monetization strategies. We show you how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business so you can gain favorable search engine rankings. We discuss power tools of the trade with the power players of the industry every week right here on Domain Masters. Please welcome your host, Victor Pitts.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Victor Pitts. You're listening to Domain Masters on WebmasterRadio.fm. It's good to be back with you again and talking about domains. Our topic tonight is going to start with the subject once again of ICANN. You've heard us talk about ICANN on a number of shows from many different vantage points. Well, it's still something that's very important for us to take and keep our eyes on as domain investors, as people with a vested interest in the domain industry, whether you consider yourself a domainer or not. If you depend upon domains to get your job done and to make your business work, then you should be following what's going on at ICANN as it has an impact on each and every one of us. So I want to give you a little bit of an update on the ICANN process in respect to the new GTLDs. GTLDs is the generic TLDs. Just to refresh your memory, there's currently 23 domain name TLDs in the marketplace. These include such recognizable domain TLDs such as .com, .net, and .org, just to name a few. Now, you add to that roughly 300 or so of the CCTLDs. The CCTLDs are the two-character country codes like .us, .ca, those types of names, .in, .es. Those are country codes. So in total, between the 23 GTLDs and the roughly 300 CCTLDs, you have about 323 TLDs in the marketplace and up to date. What has been happening at ICANN is ICANN had opened up applications for new TLDs to come to market. This is a process that has been going on for 6 years now. And they finally rolled to the last stage, which is to accept applications and go through the application process. So they're having some problems over there. One of the problems is just the scale of things that is exceeded what they had expected. The global online tech publication called The Register reports that ICANN has received 2,091 applications. Now, again, 303 TLDs on marketplace now, potential for 2,091 new TLDs as a result of this application process. The current 323 keep ICANN and its related organizations plenty busy. So you can imagine what's happening in that organization right now with all these new applications. And get this, for each of those applications, they collected an upfront fee of $185,000. If you do the math, and someone's already done the math for me, and I haven't checked it, but it looks to be right. I've seen it in multiple places. They're sitting on a nest egg of somewhere around $350 million in cash. That's a lot of money to be sitting on. So anyway, the application, ICANN application data entry system is called TAS, and TAS was shut down April 12th because of security concerns. Founded by ICANN, ICANN discovered it themselves and decided to shut down the application process just before it closed. They had concerns around the possibility that some applicants' data may have been seen by other applicants. And so, therefore, they shut the system down. And to date, as of the airing of this show live, it is the 9th of May, and to date, the TAS system has not come back online. And the revealing of those 2,091 applications has not yet occurred. ICANN had announced that they believe now the new date will be for the TAS system to come back up, and everything to complete the process will be the 22nd of May, and where the industry is speculating from a number of different angles that the revealing of the TLD applicants to date will be done at the upcoming ICANN meeting in Prague. This week, and what really stirred the hornet's nest is not only the delay that keeps going on and on and on, but they, you know, you're sitting on $350,000 or $350 million of people's money on these applications. So ICANN board met this week and promised a full refund to any of those applicants that changes their mind between now and the time that ICANN reveals which company applied for which TLD string. So they're going to give a full refund to anyone that wants to back out now. So, you know, concerns about that with, you know, people that are part of the process and have gotten those applications into the system and prepared and everything. There's a lot of people that decision would affect. But let's not talk about what my opinion is of it at the moment. Let's see what the media has said about it. Says domain name Wire, ICANN has offered to refund 100% of the applicants' fees of the new GTLD if the new GTLD applicants pull their applications. And that was a dumb move. Offering an additional $5,000 refund just draws more attention to ICANN's top-level domain name failures. And what they were saying there was an out for them originally to get all of their money refund less the $5,000 fee that would be non-refundable. So out of the $185,000 that it would cost to submit an application, there was already holes in, or there was already a process within the contract that if they backed out, they would get refunded $180,000 of the $185,000. So this particular domain name Wire saying it was dumb for them to take and even call any additional attention to this. Just, you know, let it lie, let it roll out. Issues happened, you caught it, you're fixing it, and it's better to get it right before it rolls out. And it was not necessary to call the attention to a refund and catch headlines all over the place. Said Howard New on News blog, it's new with Howard's last name is spelled N-E-U, so News is in the News blog site. There's something drastically wrong with ICANN. Okay, well, it was all in capital letters. Howard has a number of concerns about ICANN other than the TAS system, and we're actually going to have Howard on an upcoming show of Domain Masters so we can hear what his concerns are with ICANN and what his perspective is on this. But he feels part of what he was saying and is wrong with ICANN is the TAS system and the missing the deadlines and not sticking to the same line they hold everyone else accountable to. Says Paul Strahura, who is a founder and CEO of Donuts Incorporated, which is a company that is helping TLD applicants get to market, helping them with their application process. So he said in an article that was released on Circle ID, "We don't agree that ICANN's reputation has been especially damaged by the TAS situation. The staff took prudent steps to deal with a technical issue, which we all know arises from time to time. However, open-ended or extensive delays do cause real harm to ICANN's reputation." I think Paul said it very well. Issues do happen. When you develop software, when you're bringing out new systems, when you're launching something new, when you have something that's going to be more popular than you had even anticipated, and more people play in and participating in it, things are going to happen. There could be delays. Important thing is to keep the records clean, but keep the system clean. Fix whatever's going on. Communicate it, but stick to your timelines. You need to put a firm time out and hold to that, whatever that time is. Michael Nealon, he wrote on Circle ID that ICANN takes FEL to a whole new level. And again, he's talking about the TAS system and the failure of the TAS system, and his continual theme also is just a slippage of dates and commitment from ICANN, the same organization that, you know, is the regulatory body that sets up those sort of rules and deadlines and so forth for registries and registrars to follow. So anyway, some have accused ICANN of rushing to the new GTLD process, or rushing the new GTLD process to the market. Well, Rod Beckstrom, who is ICANN's former president and CEO, has replied in a letter to the Washington Post last year. He says, when criticized about how fast the new process is rolling out and that it was happening too quickly and they were going to be overwhelmed, he said that the program of the Internet Corporation of Assigned Names and Numbers, that's ICANN, for those of you that weren't following the first letter. So when ICANN, that the program of ICANN to open up the Internet to new top-level domains has been anything but rushed. It took more than 6 years of thoughtful discussion, debate, and study involving government and intellectual property experts from around the globe, about 60 technical papers and independent reports, plus analysis of 2,400 comments, and formed 7 versions of the carefully crafted rules that will govern the award of the new TLD. And that's what he said last year. Now, real quickly here before we go to a break, Domain Master's been plugged into the new GTLD process since 2008. Our guests have included Anthony Vancouvering from Mind & Machines, Dr. Liz Williams from Sidari, industry consultants Jonathan Frakes, industry attorney John Berryhill, Kieran McCarthy, David McGuire, ICA counsel Philip Corwin, and Melissa Daphne. Our goal is to keep this new TLD process visible and helpful for you. Our listeners understand that the new TLDs, so that you can shape your strategies accordingly. So the second half of their show, when we come back from this commercial break, we're going to talk about the relationship between these new registries once they do get through the application process and they start creating their business, the relationship between those new registries and the domain investors. So we'll be right back after this commercial break with more of our show.
Domain Masters will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Are you still wasting marketing dollars on non-performing online campaigns? Then it's time you learn about conversion rate optimization. Sign up for Conversion Conference Chicago, happening on June 25th to 26th. Hi, it's Brasco from WebmasterRadio.fm, here to tell you about the first ever Conversion Conference in Chicago. Here's your chance to learn from leading conversion experts like landing page optimization guru Tim Ash and the doyen of internet marketing, Amy Africa. In 2 days, you'll get the tools and strategies you need to take your conversion rates and revenues to a whole new level. Imagine 20 sessions with 20 conversion authorities packed into 2 amazing days at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. Plus, WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get a 10% discount on their pass. Simply register online at conversionconference.com with promo code WMFM or click on the Conversion Conference banner on the WebmasterRadio.fm website. What are you waiting for? Save your seat to Conversion Conference Chicago 2012 and sign up now at conversionconference.com.
How far do your ads reach? You don't have to fly around the world for the right consumers and clients to find your business. What you need is profit through performance. Location 3 Media helps you to increase your brand's findability and performance. Let Location 3 Media help you create efficient and effective online marketing campaigns that fit your needs and get you results. We know every click starts a journey. Where will your brand be on the path? Visit Location3Media.com.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
You have arrived
at the destination for education and entertainment.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Because not everyone's last name is Gates.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
We're back with more Domain Masters, where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. Here's Victor Pitts.
Well, welcome back to Domain Masters. Again, you're listening to Victor Pitts. You're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. On this episode of Domain Masters, so we've been talking about the ICANN situation regarding the new GTLDs, which has been delayed. We went through some of the voices from the industry and what they had to say of it. I think that, the kind of in closing on that top part of the show, ICANN has a big job to do. Again, the scale from 23 TLDs, 323 if you include the country codes, to almost 2,100 possible new TLDs. Reviewing the application process, which is basically an application process, is the business plan, if you will, of these organizations, how they're funded, how they're going to be technically set up, what's their differentiator, what's their marketing plan, those kinds of things. As they go through that process and they finally award names to those applicants that have a correct application, met all the criteria, it's going to be a lot of work to get these names to market. So you think about these new investors in the new domain industry, which is new TLDs, they've already sunk in $185,000 cash up front into this process, plus the cost of all the attorneys, all the resources that they had to use and pay in order to prepare those applications and put those plans and processes in place to have a legitimate shot at getting the new TLDs. Once awarded, they now have to have contracts with assumingly back-end technical providers for running a registry. Most of them will be using existing infrastructure as opposed to creating brand new, because then you even have a more complicated path to market through the registrars when they've never worked with a new registry back-end interface. So they have to engage in these contracts and settle up on the technical providers. They'll have to have a process in place for dealing with IP right holders. So usually that's in a form of a sunrise period. And so they have to find companies to do their review of trademark claims and decide on the awarding process for their names and make sure that is prepared to be implemented. They've got to build their staff and staff up their organization. And this is going to be, all this upfront work is going to be long before the first domain is ever registered, which will be probably 12 to 18 months away from where we're at right now before they actually go to market. Could it happen quicker? Yeah, it certainly could. But there's a lot of challenges in order to get a new TLD to market. Besides those things I just mentioned, you have to have registrars who take credit cards and have clients and do the marketing to the end users and can serve them up all kinds of different TLDs. So these new registries have to get on the radar of these new these registrars and get them to carry their products, to market. That's going to be a pretty big job, in itself. So let's move all the way through all of that stuff. By the time that registry has gotten all those ingredients in place, staffed up, got the technical services contracts in place, payout commitment to all their people that they're partnering with, they're going to easily be down $500,000 to $1 million in the business, and that's kind of on the low side. So it's going to be a big investment. So here's the part where it comes into the domainers, and this is true with every new TLD that has come out in the last 10 years, and it will be certainly true of these new ones, is domain investors are attractive, but at the same time, they're not, and here's why. The goal of a new TLD is, the goal of the new TLD is to get it visible and in demand by consumers, and in the search engines where it takes on a higher relevancy than other extensions perhaps. And so they're going to be fighting to take and get as many of their names developed as possible. So when domainers have cash that they can infuse into a new registry for premium names, for acquiring premium names, the new registries are going to be very tempted to take the domain investors' cash. Okay, these companies will have, again, invested considerable fortune into launching their TLD, so they hope to recover as much of that as possible, as fast as possible. So and domain investors are is a solid way to do so. However, for that TLD to be accepted by the marketplace, they were going to have websites are going to have to be developed using that TLD for something other than a parking page. Okay, big dollar sales for domains using the new TLD may excite other domain investors, but it's not a guarantee to move the needle on domain registrations. Developed websites using the new TLDs will create the needed exposure for the domain. It will give the search engines something material to index. It will have the search engines reviewing their search engine algorithms to factor in possibly the new TLD as far as relevancy for the search criteria. It unleashes a whole lot of things when you actually have websites that are created using the new TLD. If all of the good domains that are acquired, registered, let's say they're acquired and registered by a domain investor, someone acquires a name and is going to hold it for future investment perhaps or a future sale or future development or considering monetizing it, but they don't do anything with it. It just sits there either on a park page or offline. It doesn't get indexed. It doesn't appear on the radar. If people were to guess at a name and throw that extension, the new extension on it, and it comes up with no page or a parking page, it doesn't cast a favorable light on the new extension. It doesn't make them want to say, I need this for my brand. This is the perfect TLD for my brand. It wouldn't say that. So domain investors, by acquiring these names, to develop, they're a friend and an ally with new registries in the biggest sort of way, because they pump money into the registries. The domainer will get premium domain keyword in the new extension, so it's kind of a win-win, but that's if they're developing it. If the domainer is going to sit on the property to try to hold out and see who acquires them for to buy the name, or they're going to put them up on the market right away before the site's ever been, or any of the domains had actually been developed, then it does not create the same sort of inertia in the marketplace or traction in the marketplace for the search engines, for registrants, for the marketplace in general to see the purpose of the usefulness of the new TLD. So there's things that the domainer can do. If they really want to play in a bigger marketplace, then invest in the new TLDs, but invest with the perspective of building the sites out. Domain investors know how to find premium locations and turn it into something that will earn money. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But if you really want to play in this marketplace, you want to be synergistic with it. And if you're going to be synergistic with it, then acquire the names that you want and do something with them other than just park them or hold on to them to sell them to someone else for a slightly higher price, to flip them to someone else, because that really, in the long run, doesn't help the registries to achieve traction. So I think there's plenty of opportunities when these new TLDs do come to market. There will be plenty of opportunities for the investors to participate in acquiring names through their land rush process or a founders process. I suspect that many of the new registries will offer those. Some may be a good investment, some may be not. But if you're investing in them and you really want to see your investment appreciate in value, then it's important for that whole TLD to be successful. And the only way that whole TLD is going to be successful amid all this competition is for people to see results in the search engines, to see sites developed, and to have confidence and trust in those sites. So domain investors have play a role in that process, as they have with every TLD that's been launched in the last 10 to 15 years. So once again, we can either make this a successful launch for these businesses or not. So I believe that is it. Let me just do a real quick look on and see if we've had any questions that have come in since the beginning of the show. I don't believe we did. So again, next week we're going to have Howard New is going to be on the show. He's got a number of topics that he wants to talk about. And actually, let me rephrase that. There's a number of topics that I want Howard to talk about on next week's show. So I really look forward to having him on Domain Masters. And I appreciate you listening in once again to the Domain Master Show, where you learn to be the master of your domain. My name is Victor Pitts. You're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. Come back next week, where you learn to be the master of your domain. Good night, folks.